His cavalrymen fought like none other, and their maneuvers are still the topic of military studies today. That has many history buffs and even the general public stopping at a small site with a big story. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
His name is Nathan Bedford Forrest, a creative and cunning Confederate cavalry leader in the Civil War. His techniques are still studied today.
His number one strategy is be there first with the most.
Ernie Price is a ranger who tells the story of Bryce's Crossroads and Tupelo battlefields, where Forrest and his men engaged the Federals. Forrest's maneuvers enabled him to war against armies that seemed to dwarf his own.
He's got excellent horsemen. Technically, his units, they fight as infantry once they're on the field, but they're mounted infantry. They get to the field mounted, and they get there very quickly. He decides that if he can get somewhere first and get the desired ground and fight the battle on his terms, that's worth more than having more soldiers.
If the Union could at least keep Forrest and his Confederate troops occupied in Mississippi, they wouldn't be venturing east into Georgia to bother General Sherman. On June 10, 1864, the Battle of Bryce's Crossroads saw 4,800 Confederates defeat a force of over 11,000 Federals. Federals who included former slaves.
In both cases, you've got a brigade of United States colored troops, known at the time as USCTs, involved. But who these men actually were, in most cases, were former slaves from North Mississippi, North Alabama, Southern and Western Tennessee.
1 month later, the two sides met a few miles down the road at Tupelo, Mississippi, with different results. Although the loss of life had been great, this last major battle in Mississippi had achieved its purpose of keeping the dangerous Forrest out of the way of General Sherman in Georgia. Today, the small battlefield park sits along the Natchez Trace Parkway in northeastern Mississippi. Traveling the countryside in Natchez, Mississippi, I'm Andrew McCray.